This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, August 29, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Mama June, neighbors say, "You're trashy and we've had it." This from TMZ. Mama June's house is a mirror image of her real life, a shambles, and neighbors are pissed. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Mama June's neighbors in Hampton, Georgia are fuming because her house is giving the neighborhood a trashy reputation. TMZ obtained pics showing the evidence. A huge dumpster truck on her front lawn is the biggest non-attraction. We're told neighbors reached out to the Homeowners Association to complain about the massive list of violations. That dumpster truck on her front lawn, we're told it's been there for at least a week. There are several trash cans filled to the brim and trash strewn everywhere. But there's more. A broken window is boarded up, making it look like the house is abandoned. And there's also an AC unit mounted on a window, which is a huge no-no, according to the HOA. The garage door is still dented from when Mama June's boyfriend, Gino, slammed into it with an SUV. As TMZ first reported, Mama June had a garage sale earlier this month, and her behavior was pretty bizarre, to say the least. And as TMZ told you as well, Honey Boo Boo is not moving back home until Gino's gone, and maybe until the house is in tip-top shape. So Mama June, a blight on the neighborhood. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Drugs are a hell of a thing, man. They destroy lives in a lot of different ways, and the drugs can be everything from alcohol, the prescription drugs, to the illicit narcotics that people think of when they think drugs. It doesn't matter what the drug is, when that drug becomes the most important thing in your life, above all others, things fall by the wayside. Things don't look like they should. You don't handle things the way you should. You're not responsible the way you should be. And that doesn't change just because people know you on site because you're from a TV show. In fact, some could argue it's actually kind of worse because everybody knows Mama June, especially in a small town. They all know who that is. And it's not like she can leave and people don't know because she's on TMZ. She has her own show. She's been on TV now for, I would say, the better part of 10 years, which is crazy in and of itself. So while it's easy to make fun, and it's easy to just get frustrated, it's an addiction. An addiction is a problem. But until the person who has it really wants to do something about it, really cares enough to do what's necessary to get that addictive substance and any people that are pushing it on them out of their lives, this is how they're going to live. And worse, because eventually the money will run out. And she won't be able to afford to stay in that house, whether it's paid off or not, because eventually there will be taxes that won't get paid. There will be homeowners' fines that don't get paid. And then it'll be Mama June living out of a car. And whatever you might think of her in reality TV and everything else, she's a person, just like the neighbor down the street. And if we don't have a little empathy and a little tough love, then I don't know where we are. Because people are still people. And maybe a little compassion would go a long way. And some tough love. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through?